Many of you would have noticed that the Yulong colours have been very prominent in the winner's circle on racetracks around Australia of late. Sam Fairgrave from Yulong joining us on the program this morning. How are you, Sam?
Morning, Joe. Good, thank you very much. Really exciting time for Yulong.
Yeah, last weekend you had a very nice winner in Sydney, a filly by I Am Invincible called Catch Me, winning the Jim Crack Stakes.
Yeah, she's a lovely filly, Joe. She is a filly that we purchased from the Inglis Easter Yearling Sale for $625,000. She's the second foal of an O'Reilly mare, and she goes back to the family of Eight Carat. So, winning the Group 3 Jim Crack last weekend has really added to her value, and, she's already now going to be one of our blue hens, but the way she won, it looks like, there'll be exciting times ahead for Mr. Zhang.
She won in race record time, Sam. What are the plans now? Does she get put away for the autumn, or what are you likely to do with her from this point on?
Yeah, so she's in the spelling paddock now, she'll come back and be aimed for the races in the autumn, and with Peter and Paul Snowden, they'll decide when she comes back and how she's going, which direction she travels in. But there's lots of options. Obviously, the Blue Diamond. There's also the Inglis $2 million Millennium Race, and also the Golden Slipper. So they'll they know how to target horses for races. So we'll just leave it to them, and they'll steer it in the right direction.
And last Sunday in Melbourne, your horse Toes and Basil nearly caused an almighty upset.
Absolutely, very exciting. He's a horse that we own in partnership with Aussie Kahir, and he is a horse that we purchased from Japan to come down and aim at the Caulfield Melbourne Cup. So the distance last Sunday was probably short of his best, so it was a very nice surprise to see him running so well. So he'll have one more run before the Caulfield Cup and the Caulfield Stakes, and it's looking very exciting that he's heading into the Cups, because he's equal favourite for them, so it's exciting times.
Not to be underestimated again, he was at odds of around 70 to 1 last weekend. Did you have something each way on him, Sam?
we had a little favour for a place, because we thought, Darren thought he'd been working extremely well and maybe running on well at the end of the race, but it was a great surprise to see at the top of the straight as he was about to challenge Holmesman, sort of, but he really dug in the straight, and probably just the fitness the last little bit started to tell, but as I say, getting up over further ground, he's only going to improve, and he'll be very competitive in the Cups races.
And how's he recovered from the run?
He's come through it very well. Darren, obviously, with his training methods and the beach and so forth, that for a horse like this coming from Japan, it's great to be able to mix up his work and keep him mentally fresh and so forth going forward. So he's come through it well and heads to Caulfield next weekend.
So important, isn't it, for the Yulong brand, now so immersed, particularly in Victorian racing, where you're based predominantly, to have a horse like this flying the flag for you in a race like the Caulfield Cup?
Absolutely. Mr. Zhang is very passionate about his racing and breeding, and he wants to be able to race these horses in the high-level races and have that enjoyment. So to be able to have a horse like Toes and Basil, heading for the Caulfield Melbourne Cups, and a young filly like Catch Me, just to win the first two-year-old fillies race of the year in Sydney, was great. And he's also got a couple of other horses that are sort of long shot Cups horses, but they're two tried horses that he brought out of the Goss Championship Sale, and they're both both ran last weekend. Harry Poor, he won the ANZAC Classic at Mornington, and he'll probably head to the Herbert Power, and also another horse, Sikkim Darabad, who David Hayes has got, who ran third, beaten the head in the head in the Metropolitan up in Sydney, and he'll probably stay up in Sydney, and there's a nice staying race on Everest weekend up there, so he'll stay and run in that. So it's going to be a big weekend for Mr. Zhang with the Everest. Obviously, we've got Red Zell as our slot for the Everest, and we'll also have Secunderabad running on the day.
What are the expectations of Red Zell, especially now based on his last performance?
He obviously missed that race, Joe, and he was a bit keen in his race there in the Premier on Saturday. So he will take a lot of benefit out of that race. And Peter and Paul Snowden have a knack of being able to fine tune horses for specific targets, and that's what they'll be doing with him. And I don't mind the forecast at all to see that there's going to be rain in Sydney, because that's one thing that Red Zell does not mind, is a wet track.
Only in its second year, the Everest has had quite an incredible build-up this year. It hasn't taken long for this concept to catch on in Australian racing, has it?
Absolutely. It's great exposure for our industry, and I'm sure the concept going forward is going to be here for a long time, and it creates great interest for people who are non-racing people, that are starting to see the exposure it's getting and gets them interested in the industry, and that's what it's all about, is bringing new people into our industry.
And will Mr. Zhang be out here for the Everest?
He sure will. He's coming with a group of his friends, so he'll be cheering loudly for Red Zell.
Certainly acquiring some high-quality racing and breeding stock now.
We are. We got about this year, and we purchased some very nice mares to add to the broodmare band. And at the moment, we're in the process of building a stallion facility. So hopefully in 2019, we'll have a couple of really nice stallions to stand at our property up at Ngambie. And our broodmare band now is up to sort of 130 mares. So we'll just keep on improving the quality. And hopefully if we can get some of the fillies that we've purchased coming through and winning some nice stakes races, we can add them to our broodmare band and then obviously visit the stallions that we'll be standing.
Very important, isn't it, for Victorian breeding in general, that you should be expanding into the stallion business?
Absolutely. There's a lot of mares that travel from Victoria up to the Hunter Valley each year, and we want to be able to keep those mares, as do the breeders want to be able to keep them on their properties and use high-end commercial stallions here in Victoria. And that's what Mr. Zhang is aiming to do, is to build a world-class facility at Ngambie and offer breeders in Victoria and Australia the opportunity to go to some of the best bloodlines.
Mm. Sam, thanks for bringing us up to date with all things Yulong. Congratulations on the success you've been having of late, and may it continue for the remainder of the spring, particularly the business end.
Good as gold, Joe. Thank you very much, and good punting, everybody.
That's Sam Fairgrey from Yulong. They're having much success at the moment. A filly to follow in the autumn next year, Catch Me. And, of course, they have Toes and Basil, now a prime contender for the Caulfield Cup.